Blog Talk Radio. And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host, by name, your Seer, Israel. Oh, Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, Part 107. So we're just going to get rid to our elder and bring him in and tell you all about the broadcast while we read these memos and listen to this trying to be chastising the seer. You know, one thing about it, this ministry is not going to be stopped just by the hand of Almighty Yahuwah. So, and all I can tell you one thing, those that's got a willing mind going to step up, and those not going to be a Ecclesiastes 12 verse 3 going to look behind the curtain. And that's a good thing, because one thing about it, you got to know who will be in the foxhole with you anyway. All right, enough said on that. I'm going to bring our elder in and tell you about tape number 107. And remember, the foundation was laid yesterday when the young lions got out there in the garden and planted the first beans. So that's a sign of the foundation have been laid. Brother Micaiah got out there in the yard and laid the first beans. Tell you something, Bill Gates and all the big dignitaries, they're not playing with the seed right here. Why Seer will instruct his people to start doing things that's constructive, and that is land, school, and banquet hall. In advance, it's up to you. Wake up. It's time to wake up out that sleep. All right, bring our elder in on take number 107. We'll meet the elder with a loud voice. You say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, y'all are busy that seed right here.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the elder. You sound real good on your end. I feel like I'm a little low on my end, but if I'm not correct, me, you're on the clock. Come on.
Well, once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And a comment on your audio, it sounds very decent, I would have to say. And loud enough for the listening members, which probably vast over 400,000 on my last count. We have over 400,000 listeners that come to hear the words of Yahuwah. And some people listening, they asked, why do you guys mention Yahuwah? What is YHWH in that particular sense? I said, well, use your smartphones. You can use your smartphones for mostly anything. Put in YHWH meaning and see what your smartphone comes up with. And it comes up with the name of God, of the Israelites, representing the biblical pronunciation of Yahuwah, YHWH. And this is what you will find out when you venture into that. And another thing, even though the Young Lions is working for the ministry, including myself, everybody puts in a lot of work to keep you bringing this word of Yahuwah live, stepping up and looking for others to step up in the same area, as it says in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 35 to 38. Let's see what that reads. 35 says, and Yahuwah the Son went about the cities and the villages, teaching in the synagogues, the churches, and preaching the gospel, the covenant of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. 36, and when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and they were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. 37. Then he said unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. 38. Pray ye therefore the Yahweh of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers unto his harvest. Hallelujah on that. So we are looking for people to step up and do the right thing in this ministry, to lend a hand where a hand is needed. And that's for the helping of the temple that preaches the word of Yahweh. We're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching that you receive almost everywhere, even from your friends. Almost everybody can give you a word on the Bible. But is it righteous? It sounds good. But this is what you find out on this program, what the word of Yahweh truly means. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. And this comes to you live and open to you with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And as you can imagine, first and foremost about Yahweh's word, connecting the Bible books for your health and foods that you should eat and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek. You have to look no further now because you found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time of that class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. You have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under Big Lion, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. On this note, a man of wisdom once asked me, Elder Tibbs, do you really know what tithes and offerings mean? I replied, yes, I can explain what it means. And after I did, he says, let me give you some verses to go along with that. Now, this point, we're rehearsing the righteous act. He gave me a verse from the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. It says, there could be no good come from him that is always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no alms. And another verse he gave me was in the book of Matthew, which I will not forget. Chapter 6, verses 1 to verse number 4. Verse 1 says, take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. 2. Therefore, when thou doest alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue, the churches, and the street, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. 3. But when thou doest alms, do not let the left hand know what the right hand doeth. 4. That thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret, himself shall reward thee openly. Well, this is why we learned the Bible, and we learn how to precept the Bible, because we know that Yahweh loves and shall forgive us, and also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep the ministry bringing you thus says Yahweh alive. Also for building a school, which I can see is very well needed from the misunderstanding and teachings that's out there today. Our banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. You'll find this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. And to get there, just type in three words on your tablet or your cell phone or any one of your internet devices. Type three words, Yahqua Radio Live. And after clicking, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. And click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into the live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. For writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahqua in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointing camps of Yahqua's ministry. Also, on another note, you can also order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. That's right, any particular 12 programs of your choice. Just make sure you give the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we would ask that please do not contact the seer, beer, phone, email, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Sigarmia, and answering many memos, as we all have seen. And now even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can always listen to the entire recorded show at 10:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words on your search line, Yahqua Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. At that point, just choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, on the other note, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pell Talk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, writing as shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off-topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you find if our program ends before teaching time, our teaching for your convenience will continue on Palatal. Yahqua be with you all. But now, remember, when we're given scriptures to speak by the seer, always be quick to hear, slow to speak, so the words of Yahqua flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the righteous words of Yahqua. And that brings up another point. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches are covenants of the saints." So we have to keep these scriptures in mind. But when you're trying to win the bump the gums contest, you miss all the Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember, we're here to rehearse the righteous act, as it reminds us in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." And so we can try to make this happen, so these things will be brought back to your remembrance. Keep your Bibles open. Possibly take notes. We cover a lot of topics on this program. Hallelujah. Yahqua.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah, yo. That's right. They cover a lot of topics. Spirit led by the Almighty Yahuwah. All right, that's our elder, Mr. Tell. So we get back with him, but I ain't joking. Well, open the lines up. See who will be on the line. Who coming on stage for tonight's episode part number, what is it, 107. We know the elders always ready to go, like I said again. See, when that comes up with some verses, I'll bring out a couple of verses behind that. I don't know yet. Let's see if we open the room up first. Room already been opened up, but let's see if we get something going on. All right, let's see who's going to be on stage for tonight's 107. We see one of the young lions, you know, the big dignitaries, they made it plain yesterday. Well, we this is our broadcast here. But sooner or later, Land School and Banquet Hall radio station will be in place, and that's why we have to lead by example and get this thing prepared and get those that don't get in where they fit in at, because the harvest is plenty, but the labels is few. All right. So, Yahuwah got it laid out how it's going to be, and that's just the way it's going to be. So, if you can find a young lion and bring him in, we'll get something going on. So, we meet the young lion that laid the foundation of the beings yesterday, and him and Brother Titus and young lion, up-and-coming teachers out of Camp 1, they laid the foundation in the garden. They laid down the first piece of beings, and that's the sign, see, right here. They came together and said, look here, let me get in their yard and lay the foundation down. Because the world is not playing, see, right here. Sooner or later, you'll see it yourself. The world is not playing. All that background. Let me see what's going on. Not cut something. Well, I ain't worried about it. We'll see what we do. All right, we'll meet the young lion. Brother Mikhail Israel. Yahuwah bless you there, see right here.
Yahuwah bless you. Sir Israel. Oh, see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Brother Mikhail. You know, you and Brother Titus, y'all laid the foundation. And one thing about it, it's got it written. That's the sign of laying the foundation in the garden. So I was looking for a verse over there in Jeremiah where they said, but like I said, again, by me running as hard as I be running, it didn't come to me, but it'll come to me tomorrow unless if I don't get tonight. Well, Jeremiah was in prison, and they said to Jeremiah, the land is before you, Jeremiah. They brought him out of prison. See, Yahuwah made the enemy Jeremiah right. And that same thing going to happen when we get in order. The enemy is going to treat you right when you get in order with Yahuwah. Told Jeremiah, the land is before you. What are you going to do? Or you going to come back to Babylon with us? Fine, it's up to you. But the land is before you. As a matter of fact, you know, Yahuwah made a statement. El, don't you look up a couple of definition words? Elder. The word is Cimmerians. C-I-M-M-E-R-I-A-N. C-I-M-M-E-R-I-A-N. And I'm on a couple more definitions looked up. Dusty. D-U-S-K-Y. And I want the word called Swarty, S-W-A-R-T-H-Y, S-W-A-R-T-H-Y, and Cimmerian with the C, C-I-M-M-E-R-I-A-N, and Dusty, D-U-S-K-Y, them three words. We'll talk about it. We'll find out what the... It's something in these three words. We'll get at it. But we open the lines up with the young lion, Brother Micaiah, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we get going on tape number 107. You're on the clock tomorrow.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
Exactly. In that very same hour there, young lion, in that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. I didn't ask you nothing. But in the same token, I didn't ask you nothing. Now, all right, good enough. So you're trying to get something going on there, young lion. One thing about it, in the book of Jasper, young lion, 47, we open up with that. Let's see what that say in the book of Jasper, chapter 2 and 3, 40 to 47. You on the clock, come on.
The book of Jasper, chapter 23, verse 40 down to 47. Verse 40 reads, and Abraham went with Isaac towards the place that Yahweh had told him. Verse 41. And on the third day, Abraham lift up his eyes and saw the place at a distance which Yahweh had told him of. Verse 42. And a pillar of fire appeared to him that reached from the earth to heaven, and a cloud of glory upon the mountain, and the glory of Yahweh was seen in the cloud. Verse 43. And Abraham said to Isaac, my son, do you see in that mountain which we perceive at a distance that which I see upon it? Verse 44. And Isaac answered and said unto his father, I see, and a low pillar of fire and a cloud, and the glory of Yahweh is seen upon the cloud. Verse 45. And Abraham knew that his son Isaac was accepted before Yahweh for a burnt offering. Verse 46. And Abraham said to Eleazar and unto Ishmael, his son, do you also see that which we see upon the mountain, which is at a distance? Verse 47. And they answered and said, we see nothing more than like the other mountains of the earth. And Abraham knew that they were not accepted before Yahweh to go with him. And Abraham said to them, abide you here with the ass, while I and Isaac, my son, will go to yonder mount and worship there before Yahweh, and then return to you.
Mm-hmm. What he says in 39 again? I mean 46. What he say in verse 46 again?
The book of Jasper, chapter 23, verse 46. 46 reads, and Abraham said unto Eleazar and unto Ishmael his son, do you also see that which we see upon the mountain, which is at a distance?
What word is that?
He says,
a distance.
Do you?
Do you see? What we see that's at a distance. That's what he said. And they said, no, we can't see in a distance. And that's the same thing. And that's when you know who will step up to the plate and who not. If you can't see that the six anointed camps, they got the hammer down, and you still don't see it, and you don't see but the gold that's on the table, and you still have doubts of who's who, then we know exactly where you stand at, no doubt about it. Because if you understand what this is all about, you'll see at a distance, and that's what the question was asked. Eliezer, my right-hand man, do you see at a distance? He told Jeremiah, we'll probably find it, it may come to this lesson right here. He said, Jeremiah, we're going to take you out of the dungeon, and the land is before you. And one thing we do know, the land is before six anointed camps, south, east, north, west. The land is before us. Land, school, banquet hall. But we got to get in, roll our sleeves up to make it happen. Ain't nothing coming by observation, peeping behind the curtain. The foundation was laid yesterday when the young lions put the beam down in the garden. They laid the beam down in the garden, and that was a sign. And then we're going to find what told, what the big king assistant told Jeremiah. The land is for you, Jeremiah. And that's what we're trying to tell you, see, Royal. The land is before us. We got to remember what he's saying. 14 verse 9 of Numbers. What he's saying there, young lion. What it says in Numbers 14 verse 9.
Book of Numbers. Chapter 14, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, only rebel not you against Yahweh, neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and Yahweh is with us. Fear them not.
You're the man saying? He's saying, Yahweh is with the six anointed camps. Fear you not. Let's read. You remember Jeremiah last night, lesson was raised from the womb. So Jeremiah made a profound statement in Jeremiah 46, verse 27 and 28 there, young lion. What did Jeremiah say that we can read chapter verse 27 and 28? What did he say that we can read?
Okay, going to the book of Jeremiah. Chapter 46, 27, and 28. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 46, verse 27 reads, but fear not you, O my servant, Israel, and be not dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save you from afar off, and your seed from the land of their captivity, and Israel shall return, and be in rest, and at ease. And none shall make him afraid. 28. Fear you not, O Israel, my servant, says Yahweh. For I am with you. For I will make a full end of all the nations, whether I have driven you. But I will not make a full end of you, but correct you in measure. Yet will I not leave you wholly unpunished.
That's big. So he said he's going to make a full end of the nation. He said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, it's up to you to understand what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a full end of the nation, but I'm going to correct you. He said, and matter of fact, I'm going to correct you, but I'm going to do something with the six anointed camps. I'm going to do something with them that we can read in the 50th chapter. It's something we can read. That what he gonna do, but he gonna correct them. But something he say he gonna do in Psalms 50 verse 21. Let's see what he said we can read there, young lion, in Psalm 50 verse 21.
Okay, going to the book of Psalms, chapter 50 verse 21. Book of Psalms, chapter 50 verse 21 reads, these things has you done, and I kept silent. You thought it that I was altogether such a one as my as yourself. But I will reprove you and set them in order before your eyes.
You see what he said? He said, I'm going to reprove you, 17 nations, headed by Esau and his five sons. But I'm going to set them in order before your eyes. So the key to it is, you're going to be reproved out about it. But I'm going to set them in order. And that's the game changer right there, see, right? That's what it's all about. Sitting in order. The land is before you. So if he gave you all of it, you're not in order, then so what? The key to it is sin. seeing what? Let's go to Proverbs there, young lion. Statement over in Proverbs that what you got to have, you must have this, and in some it's not coachable. It's not coachable. Either you got it or you don't, or you prayed Yahweh to get it. You know, it's up to you. So it's not coachable. Well, I'm going to coach this in. No, you can't coach it in. You will have to spot it. Now, I'm all over the place right now, but I can't find my hit there I'm looking for right now. Because, like I said, again, we are, let the poll unfold itself. But the statement that I'm looking for in the 29th chapter, verse 18 there, young line. And in Proverbs 29:18, can you help me out in Proverbs 29:18?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18. 18 reads, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the Torah instruction, happy is he.
You see what the man saying? You see what the man saying? The one that keeps the Torah instruction, happy is he. That's the game changer, see, right? So now let's run to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, 6 to 8. He said, the one that keeps the Torah instruction, happy is he. Instruction, he'll put your mind at ease. Your mind will not be all over the place. You will not have wicked thoughts on your head. You will see the vision. You will see the vision. Although you crowded in on every side. But the land is before you if you see the vision. That's what he's saying. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, 6 to 8. Brother Micaiah, back on the clock. Come on.
Book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, 6 through 8. Verse 3 reads, I thank Yahweh, whom I serve, from my forefathers, with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of you in my prayers night and day. Verse 6. Wherefore, I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of Yahweh, which is in you by the putting on of my hand. Verse 7. For Yahweh hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Verse 8. Be not you therefore ashamed of the covenant of our Yahweh, nor of me, his prisoner. But be you partakers of the affliction of the covenant according to the power of Yahweh.
What do you mean by don't be ashamed of the covenant of Yahweh? What do you mean by that? Let's run to the 15th chapter of the book of Numbers 37, down to verse number, we'll read you, we'll get our point, 15:37. He said, don't be ashamed of the covenant which Yahweh set before the children of Israel. He said, why are you ashamed of the covenant that he set before the children of Israel? What covenant he set before the children of Israel that we can read in the 37th chapter, 15:37 of Numbers? What is that covenant, young lion? Come on.
The book of Numbers, chapter 15, picking up at verse 37, reading down. Verse 37 reads, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the border of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. Verse 39, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it, and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind, and your own eyes, after which you used to go a whore. Verse 40, that you may remember and do all my Torah instructions, and be righteous unto your Yahweh. Verse 41, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
That's it.
Okay.
That's good. Right there. That's good, that young line. So now, you see, So he's saying that he got order about the children of Israel. The children of Israel got order. And you got to be clear on what he's saying in 738 of the book of St. John. What he's saying that we can read in 738 of St. John there, young lion? What he's saying that we can read?
Book of St. John, chapter 7, verse 38. 38 reads, he that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Mm-hmm. So he said, you believe on me, but you got to believe on me as the scripture says. That's how you believe on Yahuwah, as the scripture says. In Jeremiah chapter 2 there, young lion, in Jeremiah chapter 2, he said, believe on me as the scriptures have said. That's how you believe on your mighty one. You don't believe on him on somebody with good speech. If you don't believe on you, Yahuwah, believe on him as the scriptures have said. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 2 and look at verse 3 and 4. Jeremiah chapter 2. No, I got to get a little remembrance. I need a little remembrance there. Let's look at, pick with verse 1. 1 down to verse 4. And then we're going to skip down to 11. Down to verse 14. Let's see if we can get out of this. Jeremiah chapter 2, 1 through 4, 11 through 14. Young lion, you're back on the clock. Come on.
The book of Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, 11 through 14. Verse 1 reads, Moreover, the word of Yahuwah came to me saying, verse 2, go and cry in the ears of Yahda, saying, thus says Yahuwah, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your espoused, when you went after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Verse 3, Israel was righteous unto Yahuwah, and the first fruits of his increase, all that devour him shall offend, evil shall come upon them, says Yahuwah. Verse 4, hear you the word of Yahuwah, O family of Israel, and all the families of the nation of Israel. Verse 11, hath a nation changed their Yahuwah, which are yet no Yahuwah? But my people have changed their honor for that which do not profit. Verse 12, be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, says Yahuwah. Verse 13, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out censers, broken censers, that can hold no water. Verse 14, is Israel a servant? Is he a home-born slave? Why is he spoiled?
Why is he spoiled? Because he refused to hear the word of Yahuwah in the order he got written, and he will remain a slave in his mind today. He can remain a slave into his mind until he understands all the good promises that was made for him in this book. Now, the promise was made for the children of Israel. And we have done the Malachi 1:13 now, Brother Micaiah. We've done the Malachi on all the great promise Yahuwah got for the children of Israel. And we done the Malachi 1:13. What did it say?
The book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse 13. 13 reads, you said also, behold, what a weariness it is, and you have snuffed at it, says Yahuwah of hosts.
Wait a minute. What did they say again? And what did we do again? What?
Book of Malachi.
What was said by Malachi the seer to the peoples of Israel And what would they respond? Come on.
The book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse 13. You said also, behold, what a weariness it is. And you have snuffed at it, says Yahweh of hosts.
You have snuffed at it. That's it. That's all I want. You have snuffed at it. It's a weary to wear them fringes. Because you're gonna be separated when you got your fringes on. It's a weary to do the Torah instruction. It's weary. He said, you snuffing at everything that would have Yahweh to say, it's time for me to come in. Time for me to come down and make my move. But the fox tail had been lit. The curtain had went up. And you're not going to stop this ministry or the six anointed camp for bosses of a true Israelite. All we got to do is get in order. And like I said, we had the first sign of order yesterday when the young lions laid the first row of beans. Laid some beans down in the garden. And that's the sign. And while I was sitting there watching the young lions lay the foundation down, Yahweh said, bottom line, that's what I'm talking about. Order. If you can get them in order, Seer, I got to bring the dove in. Get them in order. That's good enough. You see, so besides Brother Micaiah and a lioness, an elder lioness want to come on the broadcast and come on the stage by the name of Mother D.F. Israel. She a lioness. A lioness. A lioness. She'll roar you in a minute. Mother will roar on you. And I like that. She'll get in there. She said, I get in there too, see. I face them on that microphone. And say, that's what it's all about. And I lead by example. And that's the spirit we're talking about. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, although it's a couple more mothers too, Mother E, Mother Z, and Mother D of Israel. All lead by example. And they'll come together and hem you up too. No doubt about it. Mother D of Israel. Tribe of Yahshua Judah out of Camp 1. Yahweh bid you say right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hey, Mother D of Israel, are you in this to win it, or are you just giving the cameo? What you in these six anointed camps? But what you in? You in to win it, or are you doing a cameo? Which one are you doing?
I'm in to win it. It came too far to be due, no.
That's right.
Not to win it.
See that? And that's the spirit we talk about right there. That's the spirit we talk about, and that spirit do not come in a bottle. It don't come in no bottle, mm-hmm. See, right? No. You can't drink that spirit right there. That spirit got to be in you, and that spirit right there will show up. See, you can't, when you lead by example, you got to watch the one that's follow leadership and, you know, understand one thing. When we get in order, Yahweh is going to double it up. My dear Israel, I'm taking a look at something. Because it was something said in Acts chapter 5, verse 12. Let's read a little bit till we get our point. Let's see what we're trying to get going on in Matthew chapter 5, verse 12. Mother D.F. Israel says, I'm in it to win it, and I'm going to tell you something. And she speaks right now, the other two mothers are saying the same thing. Came too far to turn around. We in this thing to win it, and that's what I want to hear. Acts chapter 5, pick up verse 12. Let's read a little bit. Come on.
Acts chapter 12, verses.
Chapter 5. Make it five, verse 12.
All right. And by the hands of the apostle were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch, verse 13. And of the rest, does The rest do it not, I don't know if that no or not is so. Man joined himself to them, but the people magnified them. Verse 14. And believers were the more added to Yahuwah, multitude, both of men and women. 15. In so much that they brought forth the sick unto the street and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Continue.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, good. Now come on back to verse 12. So what's the game changer? What was the game changer for all these things that started happening? If we can find out in verse 12, what was going on in verse 12 that we can read, J.R., Mother of Israel?
Acts chapter 5, verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch.
Oh, so the game change again. One accord means what in 1 Corinthians 1:10, Mother dear of Israel? What do that one accord mean? 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Yahuwah the Son, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
You see that, see, right? There go the game changer right there. See, when you want a card, same mind, same goal. Like Mother said, look, can't you fall? I'm in this thing to win it. In it to win it. Can't you fall? We're in it to win it. We know it's going to be bumps. But when you come together with one mind, one accord, Yahuwah will not hold back the blessing that's coming. The land is before you. It's up to us to remember you have to have that spirit in you to see what we see. We in it to win it. We call these broadcasts, whatever broadcast, whatever we keep teaching at, or whatever we listening at, we give it all we got, because we know one thing. When you in it to win it, it'll show up. It'll show up by your actions. Not by your lip service. All right, good enough. Young Lion, let's see, can we talk about a few things in Acts chapter 1, verse 21 down to verse 26. Let's see if we talk about a few things real quick. Because one thing about it, this is a big job ahead of us, and they had a little problem going on, but it was resolved in Acts chapter 1, verse 21 down to verse 26. Let's find out a few things on the way of finding out a few things. Acts 1, 21 to 26, Brother Micaiah. Young Lion, you on the clock, come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 21 down to 26. 21 read. Wherefore of these men, which have company with us all the time that Yahuwah the Son went in and out among us. 22.
Hold that point. Read that again, Young Lion. You don't drop a bombshell on the network, man. We don't want to run past that nugget. Say that again in verse 21.
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 21. 21 read. Wherefore these men, which have company with us all the time that Yahuwah the Son went in and out among us.
Mm-hmm.
He says, to know what you're looking for, you have to look at the one that have company with us when it was hot and heavy, when it looked like it was defeated purpose. Them the one you make a consideration to, and that's how you build up a nation. That's how you sit this thing in order. You got to watch the ones that will break bread with you, and they are fly-by-nighters. And they always bring something not on one accord. They bring something total different from the body. That's what he's saying. He said, now, we got to do something, and we'll find out later what we got to do. But the ones we're going to do it with, the ones that when you see what the son went through, who was there when it was hot and heavy? Them the one you make the consideration to at the time of parting. That's all that in that verse 121. Now, what does it say in verse 22?
Okay, the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 22. 22 reads, beginning from the baptism of John until that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection? Verse 23, and they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabas, who was surnamed Justice, and Matthew. Verse 24, and they prayed and said, you, Yahuwah, which know the minds of all men, show rather these two you have chosen. Verse 25, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression failed, that he might go to his one place. Verse 26, and they gave forth their lot, and the lot fell upon Matthew, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles.
Matthias. So he says Judas was persuaded to deliver the son up. He was the 12. But he said we gotta pick somebody else to come in and be with the 11. He said, how should we pick them? He said, well, who was there when it's hot and heavy? Who stood the 7 verse 3 of the book of Judges? He said it boiled down. He had a lot of people around. He said, but Judges 7 verse 3 there, Brother Micaiah. He said, what about the 7 verse 3? What happened when the 7 verse 3 was on the table? What is it saying we can read in Judges 7 verse 3?
The book of Judges, chapter 7, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Galilee, and their return of the people, 22,000, and three remain, and there remain 10,000. Verse 4, and Yahuwah said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water, and I will tarry, and I will try them for you there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto you, this shall go with you, the same shall go with you. And of whomsoever I say unto you, this shall not go with you, the same shall not go. Verse 5.
Regardless, that's all I need. Regardless if they're a family member or whatever, you got to watch the ones that got the spirit of go forward. You got to watch them spirits, the murmurous, backbiters, and complainer spirits that's not part of what Yahuwah wants to go forward. You have to see the vision, the bigger picture. Everybody in the Bible went through something to get to where they got to get to. But when you got brothers and sisters always a murmur, complainer, and a backbiter, always pointing finger at somebody about how they feel about something, them the kind you got to watch, whether it's a family member or not. So you have to see all this up under consideration. That's why you try them to see what is their kryptonite. Person looked at me wrong. He said something I didn't like. Given the kind of spirit you got to understand, they can be a close family member, but you got to know how to keep them at a distance on the bigger picture in Yahuwah. Because everything is synced that you're going through in 2 Corinthians 4:18, Mother D.F. Israel is what? Let's read it. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Listen good. 4:18.
Okay. 2 Corinthians 4:18. 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Acts chapter 5 there, Mother D.F. Israel. Acts 5, pick up verse 29 and 32. Let's see what we can read and what can we pick out of this. Acts chapter 5, verse 29 down to verse 32. What did it say there, Mother D.F. Israel?
Acts chapter 5, verses 29 to 32. Verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey Yahuwah rather than men. Verse 30. Yahuwah of our fathers raised up Yahuwah the Son, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. 31. Him has Yahuwah exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. Verse 32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the righteous spirit whom Yahuwah has given to them that obey him.
So the only way you don't get this righteous spirit, what they call the Holy Ghost, you got to do what? The only way you gonna get it, according to verse 31, what you got to do?
Acts 5:31. Him has Yahuwah exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. Verse 32. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the righteous spirit whom Yahuwah has given to them that obey him.
So I don't care how much you listen to the broadcast. Mm-hmm. I don't care how much you know his name. Mm-hmm. Until you get in order to obey him, Yahuwah is withholding things from you. Mm-hmm. He said he'll give you the Holy Ghost, polluted for the righteous spirit, because you obey him. That's the game changer, see, right here. So you look in the mirror and say one thing. Are you obeying him? Huh? Are you obeying what he's saying? Because if you're obeying what he's saying, then you'll be able to recognize him through the scripture. We'll give a case in point. Now, you said, read that verse 31, 32 one more time. Now, we're going to see where he pulled this from, Mother D.F. Israel. Listen what he says, because we have a tendency to think some things that is not scripture-wise. The chief speaker of the nation of Israel just told you what the song is all about by being the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. He walked with the 11. He took over for Yahweh the son. He making a profound statement in verse 31 and 32. Listen to what he said again.
Acts chapter 5, verse 31 and 32. 31. Him has Yahweh exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. 32. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the righteous spirit whom Yahweh has given to them that obey him.
Did you hear the man say in 31? Mm-hmm. One more time, Mother DFS record. We go on and take out some business. Did you hear what the eyewitness said? He said, we the witnesses. So ain't no such thing as no Jehovah Witnesses. Peter said, we are the witnesses. And he witnessed to the children of Israel. So he telling the children of Israel something right now in verse 31. This message is told to the children of Israel in verse 31. Listen carefully as Mother D of Israel delivered a knockout blow in 31.
Acts chapter 5, verse 31. Him has Yahweh exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. 32. And we are his
That's friends. It. That's it. That's it. All I want 31.
Oh.
That is a bombshell that dropped in 31. Peter just gave the whole layout of the Father raising the son, his son up, and said and telling exactly what his mission was to do. And he gave 4 points to the children of Israel of the mission, and nobody bring out the 4 points that the Father raised the Son up for 4 reasons. Now we're going to read 31, and I'm going to count out the 4 reasons, and we want the 6 of them on the count to take it down what the eyewitness said. The reason Yahweh the Son came and went to accomplish 4 reasons in verse 31. We're going to count out 4 things that Peter said. Whether you like it or not, Peter said 4 things about the Son to the children of Israel to never forget. Let's read in verse 31. Let me count out the 4 parts. Come on. Take a time in verse 31.
Acts chapter 5, verse 31. Him has Yahweh exalted with his right hand to be a prince and
Stop
a
it there.
Savior.
Stop it there. Ho, ho, ho. Prince? I'm doing it just for the national audience there, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
A prince? What's next?
And a savior.
A savior?
For to give repentance.
Repentance
to Israel.
To who?
To Israel.
To who? To the children
to
of Israel.
And forgiveness of sin.
So whoever have crossed the children of Israel, whether you repent or not, the repentance, only one that can repent in the Bible and give forgiveness is Israel. So what the 17 nations have did, you You have no repentance. Your fate is already sealed.
Mm-hmm.
You just plan out the movie, mm-hmm. the scene. Mm-hmm. Repentance. Repentance is for Israel. The forgiveness of sin is for Israel. The one that is called Prince, back up and find out about this Prince. See, this is some big stuff we read here in verse 31. It just has never been painted the picture to be broke down. See, once the children of Israel understand this thing, then you be in a hurry to get in where you fit in at, and you won't be watching that one eye faith. Because Peter just dropped it down plainly to the children of Israel to pass to their offspring. To never forget the 4 points and the reason to be a prince. I'll read that, Brother Mackay, in 32:28. And that's why we keep telling you it's so important to bring your scholarship with them fringes and understand what position you put yourself in if you do what Yahweh got written. Here go the foundation of this prince right here in 32:28 of Genesis. Here go the foundation of this prince thing. Listen what he's saying to you. 32:28.
The book of Genesis, chapter 32. The book of Genesis, chapter 32, verse 28 reads. And he said, your name shall be called no more Israel, but Israel. I mean, sorry, hold on.
Well, hold on, young lion. Just read the way you see it, young lion. Read, start over, take your time, and read the way you see it for this national audience sake. Because we're trying to lay a point down. Hold on, young lion. We see you at the starting line, ready to just take off real quick. Hold on. Let's go see it. Get a saying in here. See, we got to edify over 400,000 people that are tuning on the international side and listen to this broadcast. We understand our mission is to enlighten the children of Israel that's scattered to the four corners of the earth. You have to know what the Almighty have said. You obey him and his word, then you will receive the double in the star by getting your mind right. But you got to understand your position. And once you understand your position, give me Thomas chapter 3. Give me Thomas chapter 3. Hold that point right there. And give me Thomas chapter 3. See, we got to know our position. And we got to be smooth with it. Thomas verse 3, what it say?
The book of Thomas, verse 3 reads, Yahweh the Son said, if those who lead you say to you, see, the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will perceive. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will perceive whether the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known. And you will realize that it is you who are the sons of the living Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty.
See what man said? He said, if you don't know yourself, if you don't know you are the children of Israel, that means you don't know yourself. When you see Israel, the children of Israel, he's talking to the children of Israel. He enlightening them. Leadership goes enlighten the children of Israel, their position for Yahweh to intervene. If you don't know yourself, you in poverty. And you are that poverty by not knowing yourself. So Peter is talking to the children of Israel and telling them the mission that the Father sent the Son down, and he will accomplish that mission. What you mean, Latter-day Saints? How you know he accomplished the mission? Because he said so. Give me a time sake, Latter-day Saints. That's a good point. Brother Mackay, give me 17, verse 1. Let's see, did he accomplish his mission that the Father gave to him to do? Let's see, did he accomplish it? Let's read St. John 17, verse 1.
Go to St. John 17, mm-hmm. verse 1. Verse 1 reads, these words spake Yahweh the Son, and lift up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you.
Now watch what he's saying. Now listen what he says. So the Son is talking to the Father. So the Son did not come in the body being the Father and Father being, no, that's Christianity. That's what the Latter-day Saints and the world teaches. The Son is talking to his Father right now. Now look what he said to his Father in verse 2.
Okay, the book of John, chapter 17, verse 2, to read. As you have given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. Verse 3.
As many that you have given him. Now, wait a minute. That's a precept in that. Mother of Israel. Let's find out what that precept is in 1 verse 9 of St. John. What's that precept? As many as you have given him. Wait a minute. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, as many as you be giving him? See, that's why we must come now. But we must come smooth, cool, calm, and collected. To be able to go in these scriptures, I'm verse 9 down to verse 11 or 12. Let's find out what he means by that he'll give. What, read that verse again, Brother Mackay. Let me get my thoughts together on that verse again. Read it again.
Okay, the book of John. The book of John, chapter 17, verse 2. And, as you have given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now we're going to find out what he's talking about by precepting your Bible in 1 verse 9. Let's go to 1 verse 9 down to 11 to 12, somewhere in that area. We'll get the point, Mother Dear Israel. Let's find out what he's talking about. What are you talking about that we can read to trump that, to paint the picture plainly? What he's saying in 1 verse 9 of St. John.
St. John chapter 1 verse 9. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh unto the world. Verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Verse 12.
Stop right there. He came to his own, but his own received him not. Brother Micaiah, 15:24, let's find out who is his own he came to that received him not. Let's find out what he's talking about. Matthew 15:24.
The book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 24 reads, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
He said, only one I'm sent to is the nation of Israel. That's my mission. 18, verse 11, same book. He said, now, my mission that the Father gave me is to come looking for the children of Israel. That was my mission. And And this was my mission to do in 18 verse 11 that we can read, make it plain.
In the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 11. Let me read. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost.
So, see that? So the Son of Man came to save that was lost. And that was lost with the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So now you see, he come to save them that was lost. Who was lost? The nation of Israel. The family of Israel. So now you see what he's saying. He came to save them that was lost. He did not come to save the world. But the world he did come to save, we're not reading in 45:17, is the world of Israel. See, this is what the children of Israel need, a big dose full of this message. Well, that sound like that's racist. No, that's Bible. And the children of Israel got to step to the plate and understand the body gonna stand whether we like it or not. He said, he said out his own mouth who he came to save. He said he come to save that those that are lost. The one that's lost is the children of Israel. But if you don't believe that, guess what you're going to put on the spot? And you leaders don't accept this, look what you're going to put on the spot. Titus 1:2, Brother Micaiah. Let me show you what you're dangling around before you. It's like you're going to pull a hand grenade. You gonna pull the pin out. And look what he says in Titus 1, verse 2.
In Titus chapter 1, verse 2. Verse 2 read. In hope of eternal life, which Yahweh that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
You see that? So he's not lying. It's just the point that you just won't accept the Bible. The Bible is telling you exactly what he came to do. And he came to sit in order, the children of Israel back in order. And those that understand their position will fall in line up under the children of Israel, whether you like it or not, that's how it's going to be. So, with that understanding, come back to St. John 17, and this is what he said in verse 3. With that understanding, I'll come back to you again, Moses, in just a second. Read verse 2 again one more time. 2.
Okay.
17, 2.
St. John. Okay. The book of St. John, chapter 17, verse 2. Verse 2 read. As you have given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. Verse 3.
Yeah, as many have you given him. Hold that part right there. Now, Mother, come on back to that one verse. Where you at? 1:10.
Now you're at 1:9 or 10.
Now come back again. Now keep that in mind. You six anointed counts. As many Israel that believe, as many as the children of Israel believe. This mission is to the children of Israel, as many of the children of Israel that believe. That's what he's saying. Come back to 1:10 and listen real carefully. Mother D.F. Israel, you're back on the clock.
St. John chapter 1, verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Verse 12.
Stop right there. He came unto his own. Let those see it get in there on that verse. Who was his own? The children of Israel. He came to his own, the children of Israel. The children of Israel received him not. Some of the children of Israel received him not. Some of them, Israel, received him not. That's what he's saying. Some of them received him not. But now, read the next verse.
Verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of Yahweh, even to them that believed on his name.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? You see the man saying, you see how you paint the picture? As many as the children of Israel believe, as many as the children of Israel believe, you got the game sales, the those that don't want to be one accord, them as, although they Israel, but they unbelievers. They ain't going to work. You got to recognize, might be closest family member, it ain't going to work. You, the many as believe, I'm the one you work with. That's what the man's saying. He gave power to the ones of the children of Israel that believe. That's what the man's saying. He didn't jump ship and go nowhere else. He ain't any teaching. That's 17 nation teaching. No. As many of the children of Israel believe, he gave them power, but he also gave them a name. And he said, mother, plainly about their name in St. John 20, verse 31, by using the true name, it tells you the benefits, what you got coming if you using the name. St. John 20, 31, Mother D. of Israel, bring it.
St. John chapter 20, verse 31. But these are written that you might believe that Yahweh the Son is Yahweh the Son of Yahweh, and that believing you might have life through his name.
He said, if you believe, you got life through the name. If you believe, you got life through the name. The name is the four letters. That's when you on the believing side, you got the four letters. The four letters will give you life. Now come back to St. John and read verse 11 again. 1:11 again.
St. John chapter 1, verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not.
12.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of Yahweh, even to them that believed on his name.
You see that, Peter? You see that? So you're going to have some that ain't going to believe. You have family members that ain't going to believe. You have family members say, well, I ain't going to wear no friendship. Them the ones that ain't going to believe. Yahweh gave you a friendship for a sign. You're supposed to be proud to wear them friendships. But you got men that ain't going to believe. There's nothing you can do about it. But Yahweh gave you the dress code that he wants you to see you in. Them friendships. That's what he passed down. That he received from the Father. Them fringes. I can go read in Daniel 7 verse 9 what the Son, the Father sitting on the throne with his white garment on in fringes. So don't you know the dress code is them fringes? This is the way it's going to be. But the world will tell you, no, but that's on them. So now come on back in the 17th chapter verse 3 now, Brother Micaiah. See, all it was open up from whatever reason to open up to bring this out. But this ain't no way on no notes of God, period. But you play it by the Spirit of Yahweh. 17 verse 3, listen to this.
St. John chapter 17, verse 3 reads, and this is life eternal, that they might know the only true Yahweh, and Yahweh the Son, whom you have sent.
So, the Father sent the Son. The Son ain't the Father, and the Father ain't the Son. He's not, like you say, reincarnated as God. God, no, forget all that. The Son is not schizophrenic, talking direct to his Father that created him to take care of his business. And look what he says in verse 4 about the Father's business. This is what he said. Verse 4.
The book of St. John 17, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave it me to do.
I've glorified you on earth. I have finished the work that you gave me to do. So you know what he want? 25:21. So what he want, Mother Dear of Israel? So what he want in Matthew 25:21? So he said again, I'll finish the work that you have gave me to do. So what did he want in 25:21 of Matthew?
Matthew 25:21. His Yahweh said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou unto the joy of your Yahweh.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Yes, it is. That's something right there. So now, you know, we're going to precept that real. We're going to precept that shortly. So that big talk right there, if I want to go back and give me one more verse in verse 5 and 9 of Bo Mackay. You hear what the man is saying? Look what he's saying in verse 5. And verse 9.
Okay, the book is St. John, chapter 17, verse 5 and verse 9. Verse 5 reads, and now, O Father, glorify you, me, with thy own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Verse 9. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which you have given me, for they are all, for they are yours.
Wait a minute. He praying for who? We say he praying for?
The book of St. John,
what
chapter 17.
Verse
9 reads, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which you have given me, for they are yours.
Well, you mean that Bible say that?
Mm-hmm.
What it say in verse 5?
Verse 5. And now, O Father, glorify you me with your own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
You mean this Bible saying that?
That's right.
You mean this Bible saying all of that?
Yeah,
you in the ministry, you hear what the man is saying? The man had a specific mission to do. It's to get the children of Israel back on their feet. Then he said in 14 verse 12, Mother dear of Israel, he made a profound statement. So he said, I finished the work that you have gave me to do. Now glorify me with your own self that I had with you before the world was. His mission was to wake up the children of Israel. He said, I have accomplished my mission. And now I'm on my way back to sit on your right hand. And what he said in 14 verse 12 of St. John. Watch the picture.
St. John.
Watch the picture. Now he's on his way back now. Look what he said in 14 verse 12 of St. John.
St. John chapter 14 verse 12. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Now look what the man I'm saying. He said, I'm jump-starting. Now I'm heading back to sit on the right hand. But it will be he that's going to do greater work than what I did, because I'm going to the Father. It will be he that's going to do greater works than I did, because I'm going to the Father. And sooner or later, you're going to recognize what's in Ezekiel 33, verse 33. I don't know what you're going to be doing. I don't know where you're going to be at. But sooner or later, my dear Israel, this verse going to come across the mind of someone that's driving, washing the cars. I don't think they're doing anything. But all of a sudden, they're going to dawn on them, 33:33 of Ezekiel. What does it say?
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 33. And when this comes to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a seer has been among them.
Ain't that something? Sooner or later, it's going to dawn on you. That's what's in your midst. A seer is in the midst of thee. And how you know a seer is in the midst of thee, Mother Dear of Israel, 9:27 of 1 Samuel. How do you know when a seer is among you? It'll give you the answer. All you got to do is turn to 1 Samuel 9:27.
1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 27. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, be it the servant pass on before us. And he passed on. But stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of Yahweh.
Ain't that so? That's all Seer gonna do. He's gonna show you the word of Yahweh. He's gonna tell you where he's going, where he's been. He'll tell you the words of Yahweh. And what's the word of Yahweh that they can read? Let's go back and read a little prophecy. Brother Micaiah, let's go to the 58th chapter. Now with all that you got, all that you heard so far, we're going to Isaiah 58. And we're looking at verse 12 down to verse 8 to 12. Now, with all that, if you hold all that you heard, we'll read a little prophecy and tie in everything we just heard on the right side of the book. We're going back and see where all this stuff is pulled from. We're going to Isaiah 53, 8 down to verse 12. Listen to it. Brother Micaiah, you on the clock. Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 8 down to verse 12. Verse 8 reads, he was taken from prison and from judgment, and who should declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. Verse 9, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his
death. Hold that point. Go back and read that verse again. He was what? For who? See, is he in what the man is saying? Back up again, and mother have me Acts 5:31 waiting on me. Listen what the man is saying. Go ahead.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 8 down to 12, verse 8 reads, he was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken.
Stop right there. He was cut off for what reason?
For the transgression of my people was he stricken.
Stop right there. This is 700 B.C. Isaiah is quoting that a man going to be cut off from the land of the living. And he was cut off for my people. The reason he done it for his people. The reason he got cut off for the transgression of my people. That's what Isaiah's saying. Read that again.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, he was taken from prison and from judgment. And who should declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken.
Good. He was cut off for the transgression of my people. That what Isaiah, remember Isaiah was talking to the children of Israel. Now, mother, come on back to 5:31. Now, look at that. Listen to this. 5:31 of Acts.
Acts chapter 5, verse 31. Him has Yahweh exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to forgive, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin.
Sin, transgression, one and the same. Isaiah, he pulling this from Isaiah, talking about who can fulfill this, and Yahweh the Son just give repentance to Israel for the forgiveness of their sin. So he gave you a clear, what's called a tank of gas and a clear road. And he made it plain, Mother dear of Israel, in 5:14 of St. John. So he don't gave you straight Torah instruction. St. John 5:31, what it say?
St. John chapter 5, verses 31.
Wait a minute. No, 4:14. 5:14. I don't got to have it, Mother. What I say again? I know I said it the first time. 5:14.
St. John chapter 5, verse 14. Afterward, Yahweh the Son finding him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee.
Yeah. So once he took care of his business, so now it's up to you now. Sin no more, unless the worst thing come upon you. Be about Yahweh's business. Do the worst thing going to come upon you. Sin no more, or the worst thing going to come upon you. Children of Israel, that's what he's talking about. That's what he's saying. Now come on back, Brother Micaiah. Give me some more. In that Isaiah.
Going back to the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, picking up at verse, going on verse 9.
53.
I mean 53.
You got to come back in where you left off, where I broke in on yet. I want to hear what I already heard. I'm took care of that. So now where we at? Where we at? Because I need to get more now.
Verse 9. The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Verse 10. Yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When you shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Yahweh shall prosper in his hand. Verse 11. He
hold
shall
that
see.
Wait, hold on, that boat. What he gonna see? He gonna see the father gonna see what? The father gonna see what?
The book of Isaiah. Chapter 53, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, Yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When you shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed.
Wait a minute. You know what all these great big camps and everything be talking about this man is a seed of? Listen. The seer says, whoever can perform this duty, he's the seed of who? Who is he the seed of?
His seed.
Excellent, Mother dear of Israel. This guy that can fulfill this role is the seed of Yahweh the Father. You see this book is trying to tell you. See this in children of Israel. Sooner or later, you will have to get this. Especially your 6 and 9 camp. He's not the from Joseph or Mary. He came through them just do what he had to do. The seer just told you, and it tell you plainly what to believe. What did it tell you plainly to believe in Acts 15:15? Well, I don't know what to believe. Why don't you believe the Bible then? What do the Bible say in Acts 15:15?
Acts 15:15. And to disagree the words of the seers, as it is written.
Amos 3:7, Most Dear of Israel.
Okay. Amos 3:7. Amos 3:7. Surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servant, the seer.
Why so in 1:70 of Luke? Why so, Mother?
Luke? Okay.
1:70,
why so? Luke 1:70. And it reads, as he spake by the mouth of his righteous seers, which have been since the world began.
Paint that picture. Let me tell y'all something. If you paint the picture, you break the whole arm off and you paint the picture. Give me 2 Chronicles 36:12. Paint the picture. When is somebody out of six anointed camps going to paint the picture? Huh? Paint the picture. 2 Chronicles 36:12.
Me?
Yeah, that's you.
2 Chronicles 36, you say?
Yeah, 12.
Okay. 2 Chronicles 36:12 reads, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, his Yahweh, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah, the prophet, the seer, speaking from the mouth of Yahweh.
So Jeremiah the seer was speaking from who?
The mouth of Yahweh.
Give me verse 21, two lines.
Second Chronicles 36:21. To fulfill the word of Yahweh by the mouth of Jeremiah until the
good
man.
Right there. Yahweh spoke by the seer's mouth. Isaiah is a seer. Isaiah will tell you plainly that this man that was going to come to fulfill his prophecy is the seed of the fathers. So that's the end of it. Let's read it again. Who he the seed of? How he the seed of Joseph and Mary and all that? Listen. Isaiah telling you plainly who he the seed of. They tell you believe what the seers have said. Yahweh spoke by the mouth of all his righteous seers since the world began. I don't know what to believe. Believe what the Bible tells you to believe. What did Isaiah say? Who sees this young man going to play when he comes on earth? According to what verse you read there again, young lion?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When you shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed.
He going to see his seed. The father going to see his seed. Father, go to see y'all. Next verse.
Verse 11. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their sin.
Hold that part. He said, wait a minute. What did he say? His righteous servant, the Father's righteous servant, going to justify how many? What are you going to justify?
Justify many.
Many of who? Isaiah, Mother of Israel, 45:25. Many of who? Who is he going to justify many that we can read? You mean that Isaiah said he's going to justify many? What is the many talking about? You get the answer in Isaiah 45:25. Let's see who he going to justify many that we can read. Isaiah 45:25, Mother D of Israel, bring it.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 25. And Yahweh shall all the seed of Israel be justified. And shall...
Wait a minute. All the seed of who?
Israel.
Be what?
And shall...
You mean his Bible saying that? You mean his Bible is telling you that he going to justify many of who? The children of Israel. See, right? The man's mission came to justify many of the children of Israel, many that believe on the name. Is he going to draw the picture, paint the picture right? He comes to justify many. Yeah, what many? The many of Israel in 45:25. Please precept your Bible. That cuts all the games sales down. The Latter-day Saints, a big Timothy Dolan out of the Roman Catholic Church out of New York, Big Cardinal, it's down to WCC. It cuts them all down when you read some Bible. All they ain't going to catch us in is getting some more whooping in the Word of Yahweh. See that? So look, see, we'll cut you off. Where is your radio station you cut me off of? You online, take the rest of the broadcast over. You see? That's up to you. You want to cut me off. What can I say? You in the Bible. So now you see what he's saying? Isaiah said he's going to justify many. So if we just say justify many of the children of Israel, oh, that's racist. Is that so? Then you hear him right back in 45:25. He said all the seeds of Israel are going to be justified.
See? Yeah.
See, Roy, when y'all going to deliver the old seal or knockout blow, I'll be your best supporter. But you got to bring me some knockout blows in the precepts. There it is right there. Justify many of the children of Israel. Well, don't say on children of Israel else. You hear them at 45:25. And there it says, all the seeds of Israel will be justified. See? And again, change it right there. Once you understand your position, children of Israel, Yahweh gonna put the dub on you. That's why you gotta get up on anointed leadership. Come out of them congregation of the Jews. Wake up. It's time now to give me verse 12, Mother of Israel, me the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 11 to 14, waiting on me. What did verse 12 say? Isaiah 53, verse 12. Y'all online, you on the clock. Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of men, and made intercession for the transgressors.
You mean all that in verse 12? You mean all that? I don't know why you listen to anything but this pagan book or even that one I say. You mean verse 12 just told you everything you need to know. All you got to do is precept your Bible. We just a precept one thing in there. We're not going to do it all. We'll just do some. Look what the man said in verse 12. By the mental spirit, by the Son, by the Father. Look what this man Isaiah wrote down that he was told in verse 12. Take your time and give me a little bit of time, and we'll, whatever I gave Mother a minute ago, then we'll bring our elder in for his closing thoughts on take 107. What did it say again?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out
his
soul.
Hold that part right there. Hold that part. Hold that part. I just want to precept one thing out of the strong. Let's run to, let me pull it out. Let's run to Joshua. Let's run to Joshua for a minute. I just want to pull out one statement that was said in the book of Joshua. I just want to pull out one thing was told to Joshua. He was the leader. He taken over Moses. And he made a profound statement to the children of Israel. And I'm struggling right now. But he made a profound statement to the children of Israel that we can read. Now, I'm struggling, but he said something to the children of Israel, young lion, and I want to pull that verse out that he did say, that he said, I'll tell you what, I just throw one out on the table real quick, 23 verse 6, to read that real quick, but that's not the hit I want. Read what Joshua 23 verse 6. That's not the hit I want. I want what he told them to be, what we just got to read out of Isaiah. But read 23 verse 6. This is my second, this is my backup hit. But that is not my number one hit. It's not my number one hit now. So what does it say in 23 verse 6?
The book of Joshua, chapter 23 verse 6. Verse 6 reads, be you therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the Torah of Moses, that you turn not aside therefore therefrom to the right hand or to the left.
That word courageous means strong too, but that's a word I want was strong, but I couldn't get it. I deal with it later. You're saying being courageous, that means be strong, C. Roy. So that's what he's talking about. Tell your children of Israel, be strong, children of Israel. Courageous and strong is interchangeable. What you reading, Mother dear of Israel? What you reading?
I'm reading Romans chapter 11.
No, 11 through 14. Yeah. Well, you mean
Romans 13?
13 chapter 11. 13, 11, 9, and verse 14. We bring our elder in and give his closing thoughts. 13.
Okay.
Take it verse 11.
Romans chapter 13, verse 11. And that knowing the time, that now is a high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation near than when we believe. Verse 12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Verse 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in routing and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. Verse 14. But put you on Yahuwah, Yahuwah the Son, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
Yeah. So he tells you, children of Israel, time work about sleep. It's too long. You're in sleep too long. It's time to get up under the anointed leadership of the six anointed camps. The lands before, land, school, banquet hall. Roll your sleeves up. Get in where you've been in at. It's time to wake up out of that sleep. Put that one eye thing down. We're going to bring our elder in for this closing thoughts on tape 107. You on the clock, elder. Come on.
You're on the steps, you're on the clock, come on. Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Israel. It seems like you're right, that everybody tries to call you at a time when it's non-righteous to call. And these be people that know when the broadcast is going on. So I guess announcing that don't disturb, either before or afterwards, do not lead people to the correct thought. You know, we're here and all came to hear things that most of us listening never understand. But this ministry of Yahuwah makes all this misunderstanding very possible. We came to see things in the Bible, as I mentioned before, through proper teaching. Some looking can't even find. These are the misinformed that can do none of these things. Once again, this is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, we're given the knowledge to know that those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teachings and overly loud bump the gums contest for their reason for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons against those of us that know. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, Christianity, and loud bumper gums. Welcome and thanking all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Connecting the Bible books and your health and foods that you should eat in keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because this is information that you have sought. Now you have to look no further. You found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadam. And we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open for this learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now we do have a Sabbath class. Now the top part of Sabbath, it's Friday. The current time of that class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. On any search line, type tribeyada.com. After clicking enter, just under the big iron, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah the kindness of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves cheerful giving. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures and the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health groups we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check that calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, and tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available during the live broadcast time, like now. Just enter three words, Yakwa Radio Live, and after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada, and click the red live button. As soon as this appears, it'll put you right into a live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com for writing your written opinions and questions on the biblical subject counsel or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we even have a few numbers you can righteously call with the Yahuwah in mind. The first is a live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the proper address, and you will receive it promptly. Now, on another note, as I previously mentioned, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. The seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen. Now, in addition to that, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program today, you can always catch the entire show at 10:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Once again, just enter the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Just choose the program you are late logging into, or at that point, you can pick any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, you'll find that we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Palatalk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. You'll find us where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. And online there to answer any of the discussed topics we have on the table will be Elder Mr. Tibbs along with Seer Israel riding a shotgun. And during this time, we'll take no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if our program ends on Broad Talk before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But once again, remember, when we're given scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. So at this time, we can continue to listen to these righteous words. We pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Elder Abessin. We want to get back. So we're clear now that the children of Israel, you got great responsibility if you believe, if you just only believe Mother Dear of Israel. Only believe what? 738 of St. John.
St. John, chapter 7, verse 38. St. John, chapter 7, verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
If you believe on Yahuwah, as the scriptures have said. Now, you just read the scriptures have said.
Yes.
His mission, he come to justify many of the children of Israel. As
right.
many of the children of Israel that believe, he gave them power to be sons of Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Why don't you believe what the scriptures have said? That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Now, we want to, but we know we're going to run into these kind of conversations now, Brother Micaiah. We're going to run into it. I need you to read the way you see it here because we're going to get a point. We're going to St. John chapter 19, 15, 9, and verse 22. Listen good. Listen good. This is a count of something, but we want to show you about the peoples of the 17 nations, especially Christianity, what they're going to say. Let's see what we read in St. John chapter 19, verse 15, 9, and 22. And Mother D. if Israel have me, Matthew 27, 42, waiting on me. This is what it says here, Brother Young Lion. Matthew 19, 15, 9, and verse 22. What does it say?
The book of Matthew, the book of St. John, chapter 19, verses 15 down to 22. Verse 15 reads, But they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priest answered, we have no king but Caesar. Verse 16. Then delivered he.
Wait a minute, Brother Micaiah. Pilate asked him a question. He said, listen here. Shall I crucify your king? What did they just say? We ain't got no king. Our king is what's the president's name? What his name? Trump? What's his new president's name?
Biden.
Biden.
Okay. You see what they say? We ain't got no, She said, should I crucify your king? Oh, we ain't got no king. Our king is Trump and Biden. You see the mindset of the children of Israel? But this is religious leaders. These the ones in power. These the ones influence the children of the book. Now let them know your power lies into these presidents and kings. And we ain't got no king. Our king is the world, Caesar. You see the mindset they got? Go ahead, read some more.
The book of St. John, chapter 19, verse 16. 16 reads, then delivered he him, therefore, unto them to be crucified. And they took Yahweh the Son and led him away. Verse 17, and he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. Verse 18, where they crucified him and two others with him on either side, one in Yahweh the Son in the midst. Verse 19, and Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was Yahweh the Son, the King of the Jews. Verse 20, this title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Yahweh the Son was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Verse 21, then said the chief priest of the Jews to Pilate, write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. Verse 22, Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written.
You see what they say? Read verse 19 again.
The book of St. John, chapter 19, verse 19. 19 reads, and Pilate wrote a title and put on the cross, and the right was Yahweh the Son of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
Now we should investigate that. We're going to investigate and see can that stand up. Did Pilate write the King of the Jews? We should investigate that right now with Mother D of Israel in 27 verse 42. Let's investigate that word Jew. let's investigate Potiphar, king of the Jews, right? We're going to investigate that word by just using scripture, Matthew 27, verse 42, Mother Day of Israel.
Matthew 27, verse 42. He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him.
You see that? So the word Jew is a polluted word. It has no factual definition according to the Bible. He didn't write down king or Jew. See?
Right.
How you do precept your Bible? He wrote down king of Israel.
Yeah.
Now, you get a precept with that and get the eyewitness, and that's going to be the end of it. Let's go to St. John 1:49. See, this is how you do it, Six Anointed Cal. King of the Jews. You ain't got a rap with nobody with no word called Jew. The word can't hold up when you put some book on them. Let's see what the eyewitness say he is. You believe the eyewitness? Let the eyewitness point you out in court. I bet you whatever the verdict is, it could be two for you or against you if eyewitness point you out. Let's see what the eyewitness point out who this man is in St. John 1:49.
The book of St. John, chapter 1, verse 49 reads, Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, you are the son of Yahweh. You are the king of Israel.
See that,
y'all? That's all you got to do. Let them use the word Jew, knowing the fact they in the 21:16. If they use the word Jew, keep moving with it, then you already know they in a 21:16. That's talking before you, Jew. By your brother said, we are the true Jews. Then we know what to read, Mother Dear of Israel, in 21:16 of Proverbs.
Proverbs 16:21. 21:16 The man that wanders out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
So anytime you call the children of Israel a Jew, you in the congregation of the dead. So you already know he in the congregation of the dead. So how for you? Why hear you him? He's in the congregation of the dead. If he going to call the children of Israel a Jew, then we know clearly you in the congregation of the dead. So why hear you in the congregation of the dead? Now, Brother Micaiah, we're going back to Acts chapter 2 and pick up verse 36, and we're going to read a little bit. And we're going to bring out some good points in here. And we're going to bring out some good points. And Mother, have me Acts 2:46, landing wings waiting on me, along with Amos 5, verse 10. What does it say there, Brother Micaiah? Let's do a little reading in Acts chapter 2, verse 36.
That's the book of Acts. Chapter 2, picking up at verse 36. Verse 36 reads, therefore, let all the nation of Israel know assuredly that Yahweh hath made known assuredly that Yahweh the Father hath made that same Yahweh the Son, whom you have crucified, both Yahweh and Yahweh the Son.
Good. Hold that point. So who do you want to know this message according to what you can read? Who, the chief speaker of the nation of Israel, he want who to understand this thing? Let's see if we say anything about a Jew. Verse 36, or a Christian.
In the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 36 reads, therefore let all the nation of Israel know.
That all the nation of all of the nation, the family of Israel know. So this is for all you Israelites to know. This is what he wants you to know, verse 37.
Verse 37 reads, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their mind and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, man and brothers, what shall we do? Verse 38. And he said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh the Son for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 39.
Hold that part. And the gift of the Holy Ghost is what, Mother dear of Israel? And 7, 51 and 53. What is the gift of the Holy Ghost? He said, now if you repent, you'll be able to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. What's the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 7, 51 and 53? What's this Holy Ghost we're talking about? What is this Holy Ghost? 7, 51 and 53. Bring it.
Okay. Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and 57. Verse 51.
And 53. And 53. 51
oh.
and 53.
Okay. Acts chapter 7, verses 51 and 53. 51. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in mind and ears, you do always resist the righteous spirit. Verse 53. Whom have received the law by the disposition of angels, and have not kept it.
So the Holy Ghost is the law. The first five books, he said, repent and receive the Holy Ghost. Polluted for the Holy Spirit, the righteous spirit, but he said, once you repent, Yahweh will work with you. He'll give you the word of Yahweh. Once you repent, that be no more stiff-necked. That's what he's saying. They said, men and brothers, what should we do? He said, repent and believe what I'm getting ready to tell y'all. That's all. And what we come on is our way to tell you, all you got to do is repent. Believe what you're hearing. You can read it, can't you? Why don't you believe it? Back to Brother Mackay in verse 38.
Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38. 38 reads, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh the Son, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 39.
39. Watch it. Watch me tell these children of Israel.
Okay. Verse 39. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as Yahweh should call. Verse 40. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Verse 41. Then they gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
Stop right there. Then they that gladly received his word was baptized. See, you get baptized with the word of understanding after you repent. That's your baptized baptism is. Once you receive the word of Yahweh, you're baptized. Repent, be baptized, and understand what Yahweh is saying. It's not about you going to get dipped in no water. Baptized with some six anointed camps of the word of Yahweh. That's how you baptize and believe. Then you baptize. Then what did Yahweh do? Once y'all got straight, Yahweh sent 3,000 more in on you. So that's how it's going to happen, see, right? I keep telling y'all, y'all do get in order. You get in order. He going to send the one that's ready to be baptized in the word of Yahweh. What the Bible say, that's what we going to do. So anointed leadership, what do the Bible say we're supposed to do? The Bible says you're supposed to do book. The Bible says roll your sleeves up. If you're going to spend anything, spend to help the voices of the true Israelite, the six anointed camps, land school, banquet hall, radio station. Pay your tithes, free will offering, donations. The land is before. Foundation was laid yesterday by the young lions, Brother Micaiah and Brother Titus. They put the beams in the ground yesterday. And Yahweh said, see, you see that? They're making a move. The harvest is plenty, but the labor is fruit. Donate, do whatever you can to get it to the PayPal, but we can help yourself and the people that come after you in land, school, banquet hall, radio station. That's up to you. It's going to be done. The foxtail have been lit. The curtain have went up. All we do is watching the doers that's going to step up and roll their sleeves up and get the dust and put the beams in the ground, because the big dignitaries ain't playing. They buy up all the land they can to cause a famine on you. They buy up land just to put a sign that said, do not enter in, to fulfill prophecy. So you'll be caught out there and you're not going to have nowhere to go. But we, a wise seer will instruct his people. You got ear to hear? Get in where you've been in at. Keep reading.
Okay, the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42. 42 reads, and they continued steadfast in the apostles' teaching, the doctrine, and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayer. Verse 43, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Verse 44, and all that believed were together and had all things common. Verse 45.
Wait a minute. What happened in verse
44? The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 44 reads, and all that believed were together and had all things common.
You see that? See, the one-on-one accord, they're always going to be on agreement, on one accord, that believe. See, you can't keep on wrestling around with a wild stallion. You see? Can't keep on wrestling with them. Listen, the one that believes, they're going to present themselves. They're going to get in where they've been in, and they're going to stop. Always got a comeback statement because they don't know. They're going to say, that what the Bible's saying? That what we're going to do. And then you know. The another part of the foundation have been laid. Backbiting, murmuring, complaining, that will decease. One way or the other, because Yahweh going to put an end to it anyway, but the doers with the one mind, it's going to be just like this. And watch what happens. Now watch Yahweh going. See, when Yahweh see that, he got it written, the next move, what the next move is.
The book of Acts, chapter 2.
Get down to 46.
Verse 45. You want 47?
46.
Okay.
Make it 46.
46, okay. 46 reads, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from...
Wait a minute. You see what they're doing? So they always found time to get to the temple. They always got somebody that's ready to teach you something. See, let me tell you something. They continued daily in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
That means, and people were there. They came daily out to hear the word of Yahweh. We think we're doing something. I thought that's a great thing, doing it on Saturday. You see the man, he's saying, this thing was wide open. That's why the school, banquet hall, is needed like yesterday. Tenure, daily, on one accord. Where? In the temple. And what's going on in the temple? Go ahead.
Okay. Verse 47. I'm going to pick back up at verse 46. Acts chapter 2, verse 46. 46 reads, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of mind. Verse 47. Praising Yahuwah, Alleluia Yahuwah, and having favor with all the people. And Yahuwah added to the church daily such as should be saved.
And Yahuwah added to the children of Israel.
Alleluia Yahuwah.
He added. He added. When you on one cup or one accord, Yahuwah adds. Daily. Yahuwah adds. When you on one accord or one accord, Yahuwah double up. He comes in. Comes in. And he adds what? Back of the 40. Back of the 41. Make sure what he added. Verse 41.
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 41. 41 reads, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
You see that? You see that, Cedro? Now read verse 47 again. Now we understand what's going on there with that word called, that polluted word called church. Now we understand we're talking about souls. He added souls to the temple, see, right? See, when you in order, that's why we keep telling the 6th anointed camp. It starts now with us. Once we in order, all that's going to come behind it. They're going to see us in order. They're going to see us with them royal blue gun with them fringes on. They're going to see us got our family in order. They're going to see us in order. They got no choice but to come in when we get in order. They're going to see discipline, order of Yahuwah. They got no choice, Leroy. All we got to do is keep on adding order. Yahuwah going to add to what we own, but you don't want a bunch of wild foxes added. You want the one that's doers about this word. Matter of fact, they got to have a spirit of 240. 2.2, Brother Micaiah, what kind of spirit they got to have? Mother, read that 47 and give me that 2.2, Brother Micaiah, out of Maccabees. Mother Jeff Israel, read that verse 47.
In Acts 2, 47?
No, yeah, huh? Yeah, 2.47, what it say? Yes, ma'am, what it say?
Acts chapter 2, verse 47. Praising Yahuwah and having favor with all the people. And Yahuwah added unto Israel daily such as should be saved.
So he added. When you in order, Yahuwah going to add. And nothing when you order, 2.2, what's going to happen, Brother Micaiah? When you in order, what's going to happen?
In the book of Maccabees. 1 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 42. 42 reads, then came there unto him a company of Assyrians, who were mighty men of Israel, even all such as were voluntarily devoted unto the law.
You see that, see, right? That's how it's going to happen. All we got to do is get in order. Yahuwah will send the ones that he wants. Not the rabble-risers, the one that know order. And look out. Then WCC. Then Latter-day Saints. Then Vic Kennedy Dolan out there in New York or the Roman Catholic Church. Then it's time to keep it, y'all. See, once we get in order. Huh? See, then Yahuwah going to show the next move. He going to show the next move, see, right? But he ain't showing nothing to you in order. All that murmuring, complaint, well, I'm doing my thing, you do yours. This thing ain't about my thing or your thing. This is about getting the children of Israel back on one accord upon the Yahuwah, and you're taking them there. Ain't about, oh, well, I take care of my part. I'm doing my thing. No, it's about one thing, one mind, and thus says Yahuwah. Yahuwah going to wait until you in order. And once you in order, besides the 6 anointed camps, Yahuwah going to have them to come humble then they're going to say, what can we get in to fit in at? What we need to do? What we need to do? You out of town? Send in your tithes, free will off, and donations. Make a move, because the ministry is going to make this thing happen. More land, big school, big banquet hall, and a radio station. Support this for your offspring. Put yourself aside and support this. The foundation have been laid. Hey, mother, now give me that verse I told you you were holding verse for me. Mother, what verse was you holding for me? Oh, we got it already. Yeah. Give me the name of 5, verse 10.
Okay.
Name of 5, 10.
Yeah, I just... Okay.
Amos 5:10.
Okay. Amos chapter 5, verse 10. Amos 5:10. They hate him that rebukes in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly.
You see that? See, the one that rebuke in the gate, tell them that you yada all that well, they don't like. They want the one that going to get blind with the system. They don't like the one that corrects the system. Voices of a choose life. But you can't stop this. Yahweh hand is in this. You're not going to stop this right here. This is going to explode. All over the known world is exploding now. This cannot be stopped. This is a stone that I'm starting from the top of a cliff going down into the valley. And when it hit that valley, it's going to bust up everything that's wicked. So if you're wicked, you're going to be busted up by that stone. So, and you will use the voice of those two Israelites to take care of your thing. So that's why we clear, mother. That's in Mark 10, 28-30. We clear about something, mother. Let's see what we clear about in Mark chapter 10, verse 28 down to verse 30.
Okay. Mark chapter 10, verse 28 to 30. And it reads,
and Brother Micaiah held me second Ezra chapter 2, verse 27, waiting on me.
Mark chapter 10, verses 28 to 30, then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. 29, and Yahweh the Son answered and said, truly I say unto you, there is no man that has left house or brother or sister or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake and the gospel, verse 30. But he shall receive an 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and land with persecution, and in the world to come eternal life.
You hear the man saying? He's listening to you something. Don't let nothing get in the way, because whatever you got, Yahweh gonna double it up. He said, don't let wife, husband, children, no kryptonite keep you from the word of Yahweh. Now I got a bag up there and pull a precept behind that. Put that to the side, Brother Micaiah. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. I had one thing in my mind. He said, no, let's hold it up, Seer. Go another way with this. Go to Romans chapter 8, 31 to 39, what it say. Romans chapter 8, read verse 1, then skip down to 31 through 39, what it say.
Say the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1, verse 31, and verse 39. Verse 1, read.
Down to 39. Take it straight on down from 31 to 39.
Okay. The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1, and then we're going 31 to 39. Verse 1, read. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yahweh the Son, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us? Verse 32. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahweh's elect? It is Yahweh that justifies. Verse 34. Who is he that condemns? It is Yahweh the Son that died. Yes, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of Yahweh the Father, who also maketh intercession for us? Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Yahweh the Son? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. 37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh the Father, which is in Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh.
Moji of Israel, St. John chapter 14 down to verse 17 says what? St. John chapter 14, verse 14 down to verse 17.
St. John chapter 14, verse 14 to 17. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
Yeah. So now skip down to verse 21 and 24.
St. John 14, verses 21 and 24. Verse 21. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Verse 24. He that loveth me not, keep not my sayings, and the words which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me.
So what is he saying, Mother D.F. Israel, in a closing statement? Let's go to St. John chapter 8, and let's pick it up at verse number 20, down to verse 24, in a closing statement.
St. John chapter 8.
Chapter 8, 21 down to 24, in a closing statement.
Okay. St. John chapter 8, verse 20 to 24, is that what you say?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's it.
St. John chapter 8, verse 20 to 24. Verse 20. These words spake Yahweh the Son, in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. 21. Then says Yahweh the Son again unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sin. Whether I go, you cannot come. 22. Then said the Jew, will he kill himself because he said, whether I go, you cannot come? 23. And he said unto them, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. 24. I say therefore unto you that you shall die in your sin. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sin.
Believe that I am he, but what way in 738 of St. John in closing statement, what way you got to believe that I am he? How you got to believe him, dear of Israel, 738 of St. John? How do we believe? He said, if you don't believe I am he, you're going to die in your sins. How you supposed to believe on him? I mean, 738 of St. John, a closing statement.
St. John chapter 7, verse 38. He that believe on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
You're the man saying? So you got to believe on Yahweh the Son. What kind of way, Mo, dear Israel?
As the scriptures have said.
That's right. As the scriptures have said. That's how you believe on him. As the scriptures have said. He was back there. He the one gave the scriptures to the mental spirit to bring down to the seals. So that's how you believe on him. As the scriptures have said. Mother D of Israel, until the eyeball to eyeball, top part of 7 days, the closing statement is on yours. Over 400,000 still in the room on the international side. Win some souls, you're on the clock, come out.
Job chapter 21, verses 13 to 16, I think. Job 21, verse 13. They spend their days in wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. 14. Therefore they say unto Yahweh, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of your ways. Verse 15. What is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit shall we have if we pray unto him? Verse 16. Lo, their good is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's right. That's excellent there. See, this Bible just tells the story. And it's up to us, and I'm telling you, it's up to you. Believe what the scripture says. Huh? Brother Micaiah, let's go to 2 Maccabees 2, 42 down to verse 48. You know, why don't you just believe? You know, don't worry about the moderators. Believe what the moderators is putting on the table that you can read. Why don't you go with that? 2 Ezra 2, 42 down to verse 48. What does it say?
2 Ezra, chapter 2, verses 42 down to 48.
Hold that point. Read me 729 just to get warmed up. Hold that point. Hold that point, young lion. Give me 2 Ezra 729 first. Then we'll back to that. Let's see what it says in the 7th chapter, verse 29.
Okay, the book is 2 Ezra. Chapter 7, verse 29 reads, after these years shall my son Yahweh the Son, God, and all men that have life.
Wait a minute. He said, what did he say again? What did he say?
Book of Tachanetics, chapter 7, verse 29 read. After these years shall my son, Yahweh the Son, die, and all men that have life.
He says, my son, Yahweh the Son, gonna die. And he died for all men of the children of Israel to have life. That's what he's saying. He's talking to Ezra. Ezra concerned about the children of Israel. He said, well, wait a minute, Ezra, hold on a minute. The son got to come and die for all men of the children of Israel. Now, Ezra, tell you in a minute. He's my concern is about the children of Israel. That's what I'm about. So I don't know what about them. He said, wait a minute, Ezra, hold on a minute. My son got to come and die. So when Ezra put his pen down, the son haven't came and died yet. Now, we just got through reading about him coming and dying for all men of the children of Israel to get back upon the bond of covenant. So we read this good stuff. So now listen, the Bible is telling you the story. Now, he don't fulfill that part. Now, let's go back to 2 Ezra 2, 42 down to verse 48.
Okay. The book of 2 Ezra. Chapter 2,
verse 42 to 48, down to 48.
The book of 2nd Esdras, chapter 2, verse 42 down to 48. Verse 42 read, he answered me and said, this present life is not the end, where much glory doeth abide. Therefore have they prayed for the weak. Verse 43. But the day of doom should be the end of this time and the beginning of the immortality.
Second Ezra 2:42.
Help him out, mother. Help him out, mother, dear Israel. Help that young lion out in Second Ezra 2:42.
The book of Second Ezra. Chapter 42, down to 48. 42 read.
2:42. Hey, young lion. 2:42 down to 48.
All right, 2nd Ezra, chapter 2, verses 42 down to 48. 42 read. I, Ezra, saw upon the Mount Zion a great people whom I could not number. And they all praised Yahweh with songs. 43. And in the midst of them, there was a young man of a high stature, taller than all the rest. And upon every one of their heads, he said, crown, and was more exalted, which I marveled at great. Verse 44. So I asked the angel and said, sir, what are these? Verse 45. He answered and said unto me, these be they that have put off the mortal clothes and put on the immortal and have confessed the name of Yahweh. Now are they crowned and receive tongues. Verse 46. Then said I unto the angel, what young person is it that crowneth them and giveth them palms in their hand? Verse 47. So he answered and said unto me, it is the son of Yahweh, whom they have confessed in the world. They began, I greatly, to command them that stood so sticky for the name of Yahweh. Verse 48. Then the angel said unto me, go your way and tell my people what manner of things and how great wonders of Yahweh, your Yahweh you have seen.
Mm-hmm. So you see he's saying, he said, you know, go tell my people, children of Israel. Let's go to Revelation chapter 7 and pick up verse number 9.
Okay. The book of Revelation.
Verse 9.
The book of Revelation. Chapter 7, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
Mm-hmm. There was all nations, huh? And they was all around the throne. All nations was around, huh? Amos 9:9. Who was these all nations around the throne of Yahweh, the Son and the Father? Who was this all nations? Amos 9:9.
Now we're going to the book of Amos. Chapter 9, verse 9. Book of Amos. Chapter 9, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, "For lo, I will command, and I will sift the nation of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth."
Mm-hmm. So the all nations that was around him was the children of Israel. Let's go to Revelation chapter 4 and pick up verse 4. So the all nation was around him was the children of Israel. So you see, Ray, you keep on running from your peoples. Don't you know that this is a ball game? Don't keep on being bewitched. You might as well get along with your peoples now and teach them the word, because when it's all said and done, all nations of the children of Israel are going to be around Yahweh, the Son.
Yes,
4, verse 4 says what?
The book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, "And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sit, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold."
They was clothed in white raiment. So the 24 elders, that with the one that's going to come up, all was around Yahweh the Son with 24 Israelites. See that, see right here. Yeah, I mean, listen, this is how it's going to be. So your mama get verse 10.
Verse 10 reads, "The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying."
So what is he saying in the closing statement 3:11? Revelation. So what is he saying, young lion? Can you go and sum it up? What is he saying? 3:11 in the closing statement. What's he saying?
The book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, "Behold, I come quickly. Behold, that first wish you had, that no man take your crown."
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? You the man saying, don't let nobody take your crown. Don't let nobody keep talking about this rainbow thing. Yahweh the Son, if that's the case, this is the biggest race that's ever lived. When he came for the children of Israel, if that's where you want to use it, and when it's all said and done, eternity, we're going to be around him as 24 Israelites. I mean, what is he saying? This is how it's going to be. We got to teach this to our family of the children of Israel. This is how it's going to be. Young man, close the statement until we have all top water. Jordan, come on. And remember, tomorrow night, 7:30. Got it? Good. Come on.
Thank you, Yahweh, for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahweh, to meet the seer, to know the seer. I thank Yahweh for allowing the seer to teach me his word. Thank you, Yahweh, for my wife and children that has given me the raise to him. I thank Yahweh for the elders, for the mother, for the brother, for the sister, all in VOTTY, and all the 6 anointed cats. I want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. "I have planted, Titus water, but Yahweh gives the increase." Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. Excellent broadcast on tape 107. The lioness, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother D of Israel, and Mother D F Israel, Mother E, Z, all of them. We all on one accord on this thing. The elders on one accord. The young lions on one accord. Listen, that lines up with the Bible. We lead by example. Yahweh gonna add to the ministry all over the world. But we gotta get in order. Rangers, our families in order according to the scripture, and watch Yahweh show his hand. And they're gonna start with the six anointed camps of voices over to Israelites. Let me tell you, plainly, the rainbow is out of picture. That talk about a rainbow, you can go on something with that. Yahweh tell you plainly when it's